Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Yeah, welcome back at 6:45. Last week, the government said it was to spend 100 billion euros over the next 5 years on infrastructure. Most of that will go on housing and water. But the urgency on expanding the electricity grid was highlighted when Amazon walked away from a giant project because ESB networks couldn't guarantee the power for it. Now, the energy supplier Pinergy says that demand for electricity will grow by 66% by 2050. And based on the current trajectory, and that demand won't be met with adequate supply. Enda Gunnell is the chief executive of Pinergy and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Enda.
Good morning, Joe.
Remind me of all the stuff that Pinergy does.
Pinergy is an electricity supplier and an electricity services business. We came to the market in 2013, started off in the domestic area, but now we're very mostly focused on the commercial market segments. And our approach really is to partner with our customers, help them understand their energy consumption, use our knowledge around smart metering and technology to present them with information as to how they're consuming electricity, and then relate that to their business operations and start a program of understanding consumption, change behavior, then deploy technology to reduce that consumption and become a more sustainable energy user.
So data usage is pretty important. You've looked at the demand and the supply of electricity and energy, and we have a problem.
Yeah, I suppose we as an energy supplier have been operating the market, as I say, for a number of years. And I suppose we have, from about 2015, 2016 on, become a very much a purpose-driven business, ultimately trying to sell less energy. Mm. We're trying to partner with our
customers. You're an energy company that wants to make less money?
No, we want to make more money. We want to grow, but we want to partner with our customers to help them spend less on energy. And on the back of that, hopefully we as a business will grow. Mm. And that is working. And I suppose we're seeing that globally, we're in an energy transition. We're moving away from old fossil fuels to a more sustainable, more climate-friendly way of generating power and using power. And that transition is ongoing. So we commissioned a report with Wood Mackenzie to take an independent review and look at how Ireland is progressing on that energy transition. We've all seen lots of targets that we have to hit by 2030. And while some progress has been made, and indeed Ireland's ambition is very, very laudable, there are a number of risks around
ambition.
Ambition
is just words, basically. It comes to delivery is the real issue. I mean, I referenced the Amazon thing. It must be very frustrating for a lot of companies, not just Pinergy, to see these giant companies walking away from huge employment projects because the infrastructure is simply not there. What can we do? What should be done to speed up the delivery of infrastructure? What would you say is the one thing you'd love to quickly solve?
I think there's probably two things. One is I would advocate that we should have a separate government department for energy transition. Mm. Because at the moment we're seeing a lot of different elements of government and of society have a vested interest in energy. And all of those different strands need to be pulled together, in my opinion, under one roof, under one department, where policy decisions can be taken fully informed of the various challenges and opportunities across different parts of the spectrum. Mm. But more importantly, it's all about implementation.
Yeah.
We really have an implementation challenge. You know, time is moving on. We're now 4.5 years away from 2030. We are making progress in certain respects, but we have a lot of work to do. And yes, the number one item, in my opinion, that requires investment, and we were delighted to see 3.5 billion being included in the National Development Plan for electricity grids and networks. Mm. Our grid and our networks need to be upgraded. Yep. They were designed many generations ago for a very different world, and we are now, as part of the energy transition, going to a completely different way of generating, transporting, using, sharing, storing electricity.
Is 3.5 billion enough?
I don't know. We haven't seen the detail of this yet.
Right, okay.
You know, and again, the headline is we're going to spend 3.5 billion. Brilliant. But we need to start spending it now. Time is running out.
One of the big consumers of energy is, of course, are of course, data centers. You think that the data centers could soon consume as much as 2 million Irish homes, the equivalent of 2 million Irish homes. I presume you're not suggesting that we don't build these data centers.
No, not at all. What we're seeing through this research is that our electricity demand is going to increase to almost 60 terawatt hours by 2030. That's a significant increase in where we are now. And I suppose the Irish grid is somewhat unique internationally in that data centres are a huge component of overall demand in Ireland. Mm-hmm. And I think rather than blame data centres as being the source of the problem is not data centres. Data centres are just a manifestation of our current way of doing business, our current way of living as peoples.
But it's also a manifestation of the fact we have these giant technology companies based here.
Yes.
And they want to keep the data close to them.
And those giant data companies are employing lots of people. So I think, you know, that's an example of the various policy strands that need to come together. There are thousands of people who are employed by these people. And for those jobs to stay here, we need to have the grid and the infrastructure to allow them to develop their businesses as society and markets require. Mm-hmm. There's no point in giving those companies an excuse to move their location somewhere else, because then we will have a different problem around employment.
Do we have a NIMBY problem here?
I think if you look at our targets in terms of generating 80% of our electricity demand by 2030 from renewable sources, we're on target for that, but there are significant risks. We've seen a major part of that is obviously wind. A lot of wind development was done in this country over the last 20 years. However, that has slowed down considerably. And a big part of that is bottlenecks within planning, objections within the planning process. And I think we as a country have a choice. We can see the impacts of climate change locally, and we can see it every day internationally. Yeah. We have a choice. We need to do something about that. Part of doing something about that is moving to 80% renewables. And because the target is still achievable by 2030, that is because in the last number of years we have become a solar country as well. Prior to this,
Ireland would have become a solar nation.
Well, I think that just shows you how the technology has improved.
Yeah, it really has, because you can generate so much energy now, even if it's not blasting sunshine.
Yeah, it's daylight, effectively, is what's required. Clearly, there will be an improvement in performance between the north of the country and the south of the country, between Ireland versus Spain, for example, but the technology is there. It's up to us to use it.
Thank you very much, Enda, for coming in. That's Enda Gunnell, the Chief Executive of Pinergy.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.